first and foremost the young Mozart. He spent his adolescence in Italy. I mean his most formative years, from about 14 to about 18. Love and wonderment surrounded him like sunshine in Italy. He even became a work of art himself by having his portrait painted. A famous portrait, by an unknown master, but it's one in which we know and recognize the young Wunderkind. He famously listened to Allegri's Miserere for double choir. And this was apparently, traditionally, a private work reserved by stern decree for the Sistine Chapel. But the boy Mozart wrote it up from memory after one hearing. So it wasn't private anymore. And the interesting thing to me is that no one seemed to mind at all. Because in Italy, such a gift is just as divine as the service. There's nothing to choose between them. Each is an aspect of divine service. And there too the lad found great masters of music like Padre Martini, whom he was actually proud to take instruction from, and often mentioned with love and approbation. So I asked myself this, what actually had taken the Mozart family to Italy in the first place? What was the real motive? Now everyone says it was to make money, but it wasn't, it absolutely wasn't. Father Leopold says explicitly that it wasn't that, and I believe him. He was writing to his wife, after all, he wasn't trying to take us all in. He was explaining that it wasn't for the money, because there wasn't much of it anyhow. What was it? He almost tells us, but the real reason was this, he felt it his duty to exhibit his marvellous son to the whole world. It was a duty, and that's why he went on all these tours. And I'm sure that was the simple truth, and the real reason for all those journeys. But experience was, of course, also important. Italy was the origin and the headquarters of European music, and it was therefore the main source of stylistic novelty. So that's where you sent the young composer anyhow, and that was helpful. But you can't help reflecting that Mozart in those years was as much a performer as a composer, and this was even truer of his father, Leopold. So there must have been an Italian connection already there with Austria, which included, and it must have included, instrumental music making. After all, most musicians can compose after a fashion, but the invention and making of instruments, now these are really rare skills. And of course the German and Austrian piano makers were in close touch with their Italian counterparts. That surely must be how the Mozart family got its itinerary, knew where to go, whom to contact, what to see, where to travel. There must have been that, although no one mentions the fact again, there must have been that pre-existing network. And I had some experience of it myself. When my son Jeremy took up the violin, we didn't trail him through Europe. It wasn't that good. But I have a dear friend who's a great string player, and he said, well, I think I've got an old violin somewhere the boy might start on. So he went up into the attic and brought down a violin, and we sort of peered through onto the label, and what it said was, Amati Fecit. That's the way I pronounced Latin, actually. Amati Fecit. And it wasn't an Amati, really. It was a Klotz. It was made in the Amati studios. And there must have been, for a long time, a great close interconnection between those families and in that one instrument. And if you multiply that by all the other instruments and all the other families, you're going to get a very close interconnection. Italy was family. That was the thing. It was the fraternity of musicians. And though everyone seeks to keep quiet about this obvious truth too, it was Mozart's Italian period that made him a great composer. The earliest symphonies and quartets and operas and other forms are actually made from Italian models, and that taught him his trade. Three great Italian operas could never have existed, apart from the Italian language, Da Ponte's libretti, of course, but Mozart's spoken and written command of Italian from his earliest years, and the existing forms of opera buffa for a seria. He writes in one of the earliest journeys, Ich habe vier italienische Symphonien komponiert. And that's just what he had done. And when he started writing string quartets, he wrote Italian string quartets in the style and after the model of Sammartini. So let's not forget the very great and perhaps decisive extent, I've come to believe, decisive extent, to which Mozart is an Italian composer.